Good morning, Dale.
5 days till Christmas, and somebody got an early Christmas present last night on The Voice.
Blake Shelton's contestant Chloe Kohansky won, making it Blake's fourth time to coach the winner. Now, Chloe's from Nashville. Blake predicts she has the ability to become the show's first superstar.
Yeah, I don't know about that name, though.
Chloe Kohansky?
Maybe she'll just go with Chloe. I mean, a country star named Kohansky?
I don't get that. Well, she's not country, though.
Oh, she's not. Well, then I don't care.
Okay. Luke Bryan's holiday traditions include pajama night and chili dogs on Christmas Eve. Their ritual includes his mom making Luke shop with her, and it's very important they get the proper buns and the proper all-beef wieners.
You know, I was going to say, I'm trying to convince Trisha Yearwood to have pajama night, but Garth Brooks keeps butting in.
Yes, he's pesky that way, isn't he?
And then you made me giggle by saying wieners.
I love that word. Growing up, Brett Eldridge's grandma had him scoop the snow in her driveway. It took 4 hours, and Brett says her payment was an apple. When Garth and Trisha go to potluck Christmas parties, because most people bring a dessert, Trisha takes crock pot mac and cheese. She says it's always the first thing to be devoured.
I always take wieners.
Wieners are always good.
Okay, I'm so in timeout right now.
Are you in sixth grade?
Okay, I guess so.
Finally. When John Party toured with Dierks Bentley, he says Dierks made him feel like he was part of everything. They even hung out a lot, which doesn't always happen for openers. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news, wieners, and dish for KF Country.